This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We're rolling. Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hello.
Pam is over there.
Hi.
Phil is over there.
What's up?
And you're over there. Hello and thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Great ratings. I know I've said it probably 15 times since Tuesday, but just want to say thank you very much. We don't just take it as a gimme. So we appreciate you listening. And then when, you know, the company that does ratings calls and says, would you mind participating, to say, yeah, I'll do that. And I'll, you know, write down everything I listen to for a week. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So we did great in New Haven. We did great in Bridgeport. And it's a real honor. And we asked you, how can we make the show better to get even more ratings down the road?
Right.
We have some ideas from you, and we're going to tell you towards the end of this what we're going to implement immediately. Feel free on this podcast to write down your comments, any ideas that you have, and we're going to read them all. Thank you. All right, AJ, you want to go first?
Yeah, I want to explain myself with the whole selfie thing.
Good, because I'm interested.
Because I used to not be a selfie person.
Okay? When was this?
This was maybe a couple, like a year or two ago.
Before Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, before the internet.
Right. Well, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Before you got a cell phone.
There was a time I was, I have Facebook. I wasn't posting selfies on Facebook. I did make comments by people who posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
All right.
And you know what it is? I guess it's because it's, you know, I'm like 54 now. 54. I'm a year older than you.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think it's because I think deep inside you want people to compliment you. And that's basically where it's at. It's like you post photos. It's just like innocently enough, blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm doing. But then people say, oh, you look really good. It really started when I started the whole working out seriously thing, mm-hmm. because you hear people say, oh, you look good. You know, and you don't hear that very often. And the more you work out, that's why the gym selfies started. That's why I do the selfies, because you become self-conscious that you don't look good anymore. And that's the reason why I do them. Now, the face thing that everybody calls the blue steel face is because when I leave my face normal.
Yeah, you've explained all that.
Yeah, I got bags under my eyes and my teeth suck.
You opened up this conversation, so I want to ask a question.
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. So, look, everybody likes to hear nice things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one who gets a compliment and says, don't ever fucking do that
again. Stop doing that, damn it!
Or I'll punch you in the face.
Yes.
However, like, not a lot of people post those types of pictures of themselves.
Right.
We make fun of those people.
Right.
So when I see that, there's a news anchor, and I won't say the name, but this person is obsessed with themselves. I think they must have a wing in their house that stores all of the fucking pictures.
Wow.
And throwback, I stopped following them because I just couldn't take it.
Oh my God.
And these are the people I look at, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with them? And we're all guilty of some kind of vanity or whatever.
Yeah.
But man, I look at that. Now listen, I will say this. We've been partners for 20 years. You're like a brother to me. If this is the worst thing I have to deal with, I'm a very lucky man.
Cool.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Point.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. I realize all this. And like I said on the air, you know, when you first started doing it, I got very pissed because I feel like you're fucking up the image of the show. We're like just regular people. And here you are doing glamour selfie shots, like not the image of the show. Those are the people this show will make fun of. I don't get how you can look at those pictures and say, yeah, I'm putting those on Facebook and I'm going to sit back and watch the compliments come in.
Those are actually the best ones I took.
Wait, so you took more?
You got to see all the ones that didn't go good.
Oh my God, you got to post that.
I would say for every, no, those are all guys. Delete those immediately.
No, you didn't. Come on.
I do.
So how long did this shoot go on for?
You take like six or seven, and then you choose the best one or two, or in that case, it was three.
All right, so you take a picture. It's like, oh no, like
the lighting sucked.
No, like, serious, and right. This angle, and wait, let me just pucker a little bit.
If you're a good photographer, yes, you take more than one. You do a complete photo shoot. Yeah.
Got to flex my arm a little bit more.
Exactly. Want to show a little cut? You want to show a little cut? Yeah.
I do have to say that I'm guilty of. If we take four or five pictures at an event, I'll pick one where I don't look fat.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Exactly.
Everybody wants the best picture.
Exactly. I want to represent.
But, AJ, I just don't know how you post those pictures and think people aren't going to fucking hammer you on that.
I learned if you post it on Facebook, you're fucked. Okay? Because folks on Facebook are fucked. Instagram, you get people saying, okay, Instagram is a lot nicer than Facebook.
Just likes or not likes?
Well, do you hit like, or sometimes they'll like post a little thing, you know, and you just hit like back, stuff like that. They're like little things, like little comments, like, oh, nice picture.
Oh, he loves the comments.
Great photo, something like that. But
I know, and we've gone over this a lot. But Facebook, it's living for the likes, but I don't know how you look at those three pictures.
Obviously, I have a problem.
I emailed this to these two yesterday. I saw the pictures and I emailed, and it wasn't a mean email, but I said, he has a fucking problem.
Thank you.
And I think it was those exact words.
Yeah, it's a self-esteem problem.
But normally people with low self-esteem don't idolize themselves.
No, when you look for compliments, you fish.
You're fishing, yeah.
Huh. You fish for compliments. So obviously, there's no compliments to be had, and I just got to stop.
No,
and I'll be goddamned if I ever put anything on Facebook again that has my face on it.
No, you said that before, and then like 2 days later, you're back.
There's one on Instagram from 7 hours ago.
Well, I said I had a problem. Okay, so if a person's got a fucking drinking problem and they fall off the wagon, do you turn around and say, no, you did this before?
AJ, come on, that's different.
Oh, no, it's not fucking different, okay? It's
not fucking different. You're not going to die from your selfies.
I could. A die of embarrassment. Today was not a fucking good time at all.
Why do you do it?
I don't know. I said it's a problem.
But don't you look at when other people do it and say, what the fuck?
No, actually I don't.
You don't.
He lives on
so
his
all the pictures. All the pictures of Begley, who works in this building. He's not a bad looking guy, but he stopped. Even he learned. He's someone I thought when he's 60, he's still going to be doing this.
Actually, he jumps back every now and then.
He stopped.
He does every now and then.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
It's not horrible.
Once in a while.
He dialed it way down. He went from like a 10 to a 1.
It was bad.
So isn't it my turn now to dial it back? I mean, if you can allow him to do it, how can we don't can allow me to freaking dial it back now?
But no one cares about him. No, I mean, he's not on the station.
How many people
he's
care
not
about
a
me?
Member of the show. I don't mean no one cares about him.
I know
there's a lot of people that care about him.
I know what you meant, yeah. So
and there are
believe me.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just trying to understand.
Believe me, after getting called out the way I got called out today, it'll be a cold day in fucking hell before I post another picture of my face.
You still have the one on Instagram from this morning, by the way. Yep.
Slide it over.
It's from the studio. It's not the one from the doctor's office.
Oh, my God.
It's a
what
joke.
The fuck?
It's not a joke. I have a hat on. Read an English hat with a New England accent.
Boston.
Yeah, Boston accent. It was a joke. I have a hat on. Like, hat on, hard on.
Yeah.
Like a joke.
Well, you do. You. It's
oh
a funny joke.
God.
Here we go. Right on the podcast. I'm deleting it right now.
Just
no, come on, AJ. Just keep
I'm
it.
Just you know what? No, if you're going to keep on fucking ratting me out like that, then fuck you. I'll get rid of it.
Chaz will eventually see this picture anyways because his fiance already liked it.
Bam. The rat, you're one of the rats of Instagram.
Taking it on, the rats of Instagram.
I want a shirt, rat of Instagram.
Rat of Instagram.
Oh, no, that's going to be, I've been writing a parody song about
it. Oh, good.
Yeah, to the BJ's Knights of Broadway. The rats of Instagram.
A song no one has ever heard.
In a dark parent's basement. Squirmy little slime. Tell folks who don't follow you about everything you do. Lower than a number two. Wish they'd go away. Talking about the rats of Instagram. Low life vermin. Yep.
Choose another song because I don't know that song, so I can't enjoy it as much.
Little Miss Criticism over there.
Seriously, I'm writing a parody song.
So, you know, look, everyone listening to this podcast loves you.
Yeah.
You know, they're very supportive.
There's
they're,
probably a couple
they're
of haters
the ones in there. Who, they're the ones who compliment you, and they're probably yelling at the speaker now, Chaz, fucking leave AJ alone.
A couple of people said that even on the post on our
page.
A lot
of people did, yeah.
I know. I get it. I know what you think I'm doing, and it may sound like I'm doing it, but I'm very curious at this point. So now I've come through the emotional cycle of, like, why is this guy making us look stupid? And I know it's your own social media, but people do follow you because they know you're associated with this show, right? So it'd be like being in a band or on a show, a TV show.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that I was hurting the show by posting stuff on my
I don't think you are. It's my interpretation.
Right.
Like, I'm saying, I'm coming through the cycle where whatever.
Right.
It makes for...
anger, all that stuff.
But listen, and I'm going to say this to the tribe, too.
Okay.
If you're going to do that stuff and it's your site, fine. But I get to fuck with it.
Right.
Yeah.
It is like, public.
You can't
you
say...
Have a right. You have a right.
I'm going to post
you have
these
a right.
selfies
you have
and
a right.
glamour shots with a pinky up to my mouth.
That was supposed to be me being like nervous, but...
That does not look nervous.
Okay.
Nervous is this.
You handed me this calendar, which is a 2009 Chaz and AJ calendar.
Right.
I want to show you the pose.
Oh, I know which one.
Oh.
Yeah, you told me to pose like
same
that.
Same fucking pose.
You told me to pose
oh
like that.
Oh, my God, it is.
I'm putting this on Facebook.
Back to back. Back to back.
It's the same pose.
And you're wearing a tutu in this one.
This is not... And when you did this in 2009, this was not, I'm going in for a medical procedure. I'm scared. You're in a pink tutu with a crown on with your finger up against your mouth like, ooh, look at me. All right, he's pissed off now.
No, I'm taking a different photo.
Middle finger photo.
No, he's going for the crotch.
Crotch picture.
Crotch picture. That's a different.
All right, well.
There you go. Right.
Change it up a little
bit. I don't understand that element of you because you're a super cool dude, super funny, super nice, really down to earth, very complimentary of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't fit your profile. Like
yeah.
if I was an FBI profiler,
right.
this would be the thing, doesn't fit. And that's what I'm curious about. I'm already over.
You know what it is? It
doesn't fit the image of the show. Fuck it. I think it's funny.
I started.
FBI profiler.
But I'm not laughing with you.
No, you're laughing at me. I understand.
And I don't like it.
I learned. Obviously, it got out of control with me. So obviously, I just got to stop. So it's like cold turkey.
Well.
It's like everybody has a problem, and sometimes some people smoke too much, some people drink too much, some people do drugs. I take selfies. I'm an idiot.
Why? What are you laughing at, Pam?
It's just so funny because.
Oh, when she gets to that octave, man, I can't even hold my headphones anymore.
You're taking selfies to someone who has a drug addiction. Just stop taking selfies. It's not that hard.
I'm just thinking of anybody who's went with you.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but we're not talking about me, so.
Anyway.
So I tried to explain myself.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that I'm not going to be posting those anymore.
All right.
You know, and I just may get rid of my Facebook and Instagram account.
No, come on, AJ. Don't do that.
No, because then there'll be a boatload of backlash against me because people like following your life.
You're out of it.
No, it would be my fault because I'm really the only one who calls it up.
All right, then I'll keep
it. See, now other people might send me a picture and be like, isn't this funny? Like, mm-hmm. See what AJ just posted?
Right.
But I'm the one who takes it to the air and goes bananas, and, you know, so if you take your social media down, you know, people will be upset. They like following you.
That's true. I got all this piece of the family I could keep.
And
from
what
Marshall.
Would you do without Facebook with your day? I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, don't throw your flop at my head.
See, now if you could see AJ's facial expression, you would hear Pam's voice asking the question, then trailing off as AJ's face turned to, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Nah, I like to remember it's Friday and I won't see you for a little while.
Wait.
I get my little time out.
Anyway, AJ, I love you like a brother.
I know you do. I love you back.
There's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
I know. I appreciate that.
And
I'll dial it back.
You gotta be the AJ man.
You do you.
You gotta do you.
I will be later on.
But I have to be me too.
I got you.
I don't understand that part of you, and I'll completely continue to question it and call it out.
I'm gonna take pictures of cars and bunnies and birds.
Bunnies and birds.
Yes.
And tootsies.
Because
and feet.
Because
yeah. So we're gonna stop with the feet now?
I already stopped with that.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen one in the last 2 weeks?
No.
Nope.
I've not heard.
Exactly. Well, you can look at my Instagram right now.
The rats of Instagram have not reported to me.
No, the rats of Instagram, well, because they're too busy right now feeding off of some other dead carcass somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you have been deleting your foot pictures. Yeah, I'm not seeing any recent ones. You deleted some.
I got rid of the one. I got rid of the one of the bee stings.
Mm. Not the one. I mean,
that was
you
the
did.
One. Yeah.
But there were others in
there
the past.
Were a lot.
A long time ago.
Oh, something that you also started doing is putting up pictures of the meat you're grilling. That's another one, which I don't mind.
So is there a problem with me posting what I cook?
No, that's another part of your repertoire.
Okay, yeah. So I can keep that.
Well, you could keep whatever you want.
Right.
Cooking meat is consistent with a dude.
I don't want to be the oddball
who works at a rock station.
I don't want to be the oddball in the group, so I didn't realize that.
You are is tremendous. And, you know, Pam's not too far behind you, by the way. We just don't spend a lot of time on the air.
Exactly.
Every time we open that door, holy shit. I always say to myself, why are we not opening this door more?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the closet of horror.
Oh, feel free to open the door.
Craziness.
Open the door a lot.
Alternate
the
life.
Closet of craziness.
Look for the key. You'll never find it.
That was one of the things I didn't ask Pam on the air. We had a plan to go around the room, ask us what we think would make the show better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You had a list, which I thought was a good list. Number one item was stop picking on the AJ mom.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
That was
the
best one.
Next day, at the same fucking time, I'm busting your balls. and then I think mine was the music. You know, I've always argued that. And then we were going to ask Pam and Phil what their ideas were.
Yeah, we never got to them.
What was yours?
I have a list as well. I can't remember all of them. But I was thinking we could have like a snacks report. You have like the sports report. We could do a snacks report. And I'll report on different news related to food.
Snacks report.
Yeah.
How are you not 400 pounds?
I hide it well.
She just recently ran 8 miles.
After a truck?
An ice cream truck.
Full of snacks.
Oh, the hostess truck. Damn that ding dong.
She flipped it over and ripped it open.
You missed the delivery to my mouth.
Come on.
Slow down, Mr. Softy.
The snacks report.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, like once a month or once a week.
All right.
Yeah. No, I think that would be interesting. I think whenever there's a story,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put it in the news report.
Like when there was the Black Whopper, whatever it was.
That yeah.
You, right. When there's a story that everyone's going to be talking about,
mm-hmm.
I think I'll read the story, then we'll go over to our food correspondent.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because who better to have a Black Whopper than Pam?
What does that mean, AJ? One time. Sorry, okay, I tried that Black Whopper and made my poop green. I know that's what you're talking about.
I'm not sure if we're talking about the same thing. Right
I think
now.
Everyone has a different topic in head right now.
All right, so snack report, love it.
Okay.
I think it's a cool idea.
Thank you.
I can eat in front of us,
I have
you?
Another one where, but you know what? I don't know if this would work. To drunk dial us. We have like a number that listeners can call us on the weekend and give us drunk messages.
We asked for that.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. And what had to happen was a crazy guy would like load the whole goddamn thing up with his stupid rant.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know that. I thought about that. How do we make that happen?
Because you know what the problem is too, is when you get drunk, you forget things. And the whole point is they have to call us, you know?
Right.
So.
But you think you're. You know, a genius when you're drunk, you have the best idea or the funniest story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drunk thoughts.
Yeah.
And it's always a great idea at the moment.
Always.
A fun way to do that might, to somehow go on the internet and do like a live thing like this on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And have everybody call in.
Like the drunk show.
It would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You try that once.
All right. Let me write that down. Some kind of drunk line.
I was thinking for the top 10, maybe like once a week, it's actually AJ's list, where it's not like he finds a list, but it's like a topic.
My
but
list,
it's
my rules.
My list, my rules.
This is my list.
Yep.
AJ's top 10.
Whatever it is.
Top things that pissed me off this week.
Yeah, like whatever he wants to do.
Do it on a Friday.
On a Friday. The top
AJ's top 10.
That pissed me off this week. And you know what?
Fuck you Friday.
I could give it. fuck you
oh
Friday.
Oh my God, fucking Friday. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, F you Friday. And the thing is that Phil will have clips of these moments.
Oh, you know he does.
You know, like, this person called me out and said something stupid. Boom. You know, Phil's got
And you don't need a clip for every number on the list.
Just like, yeah, like
four or five.
The four or five, like usual.
Yeah, the best four or five.
Exactly, yeah. All right, so the FU list on Fridays.
All right.
I like it.
Phil, what was your idea?
Well, I actually, at the top of my list was another one that I thought AJ nailed, which was I like the idea of a lot more bets and competitions between us.
Oh, right. I love that.
Yeah. So, it could be something stupid between, like, you know, who could eat this faster, who could eat more, or, like, we've done a couple with where we had, like, a teacher come in and, like, ask questions. But I like the idea of having just competitions about stupid shit that doesn't really matter except to us, because I think we're all very competitive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think any of us like to lose at anything.
No.
Nope.
No.
Hate to lose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Losing blows donkey.
And
he still wants Jim Calhoun to come back. AJ wants Jim Calhoun, the legendary college basketball coach, to come back to finish that challenge he had with
him. He owes me.
Waste paper basketball.
He owes me.
You owe me.
He said he'd be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, chicken.
And then I think I'm the only one on this one, but I really did enjoy the Fantasy Football League last year. I know Pam hates football. I know AJ hates football. But I was talking to you about this yesterday, Chaz, that we could tweak it. And I think we could do something, sort of combine two bits that we had in the past. So we could do a Fantasy Football League, but instead of around football, it'd be around douchebags in the news. So we did this around the NFL draft one year, where we did the douchebag draft.
We did the douchebag list. Yeah.
Douchebag draft.
Yep.
Mm.
That got kind of complicated, though. I mean,
what happened was the scoring afterwards.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you score?
Yeah. So everybody was, like, presenting their case each week.
Yeah.
And then we would, you know, obviously not want to give you those points. So everyone was arguing with each other all the time.
Right.
So instead of getting...
like usual.
we're all competitive. But instead of getting the funny information about whatever Kanye did that week, it was just us arguing. But I think if we set up rules ahead of time, like, okay...
Rules is rules.
You get a point for this, you get a point for this or whatever, and then at the end of the week, you just, like, all right, we're tallying it all up, but it had to have happened in that week. It couldn't happen 3 weeks ago. It had to be in the news that, like, I think if you have clear-cut rules, good. Like, I think that ends the argument. And now we can talk about fun stuff. It's not football, but it's sort of set in that format, so everyone is aware, like, you know, you could follow along if you're listening.
Yeah, we're doing it. But if you don't give a shit about football, it's still fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about that everyone is seeing in their Facebook feed that day or that week.
I like it. I think we work out the details and...
You got to hash it out.
Yeah.
It's better than football.
Right.
Debatable.
I'm sorry, but you guys understand it. I don't. I tried really hard, but obviously they don't need me.
Right.
Yeah.
The NFL's going to say, why won't you watch us?
Yeah.
Give a rat's ass if I live.
AJ's amazing team. Remember his team name last year?
Yeah, it was amazing. I lasted as long as it did.
Yeah. Anything else going on?
No.
No?
No.
How about you?
No. I'm good.
Cool.
I'm good.
I'm happy about the ratings.
Yes.
Yep. So I, if they weren't good, I wasn't going to walk around with my head down because we did the best job we could.
Exactly.
And we can't control anything after that.
Absolutely.
It's nice when it works out your way.
And thank you.
And we thank you for that. So that's it. Comment if you have any thoughts on how we can make the show better. I know. Leave AJ alone. but
stop doing that.
AJ, keep posting the selfies. I'll keep busting your balls. It's another one of the million things that set me off. By the way, people like it.
Yep.
It's one of the things that are like, make the show better. Just do things that upset Chaz, which is like breathing.
More rants.
More rants.
Actually, breathing is one of them. You hate when people breathe loudly
into the microphone. Yes.
That's not fun. That's a real thing.
Oh, Jesus. And try to be in the studio with Night Show Ryan and fucking Dave Riley and, like, drive the car down the road at the same time.
Oh my God.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, they kind of grabbed the wheel.
Holy shit. And I just hope that over the weekend I don't get a naked photo from Night Show Ryan. He's that type of dude.
You open a can of worms.
But thank you guys for listening and for the support. Love you very much.
And
we
got to
get a party together, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.